Hi everybody, and welcome to the Middle Aged Bloke podcast with me, Tony Pony. This podcast will be based around mindset, because changing your mindset really is a game changer. I was literally Mr. Grumpy Pants until I decided that this sucked. So I did something about it, and I want to share what I've learned with you, along with some conversations and most likely immature male humour. So get comfortable, have yourself a cheeky break, because I've said so, and let's dive into it. Hi everybody, and welcome to the next episode here on the Middle Aged Bloke podcast. It's very late here, and I'm not long going to be going to bed, but I thought I better get on and get this podcast done. So a very good evening, but I will say good morning, good afternoon, or just a very good day to you, depending on when you're listening to this. Anyway, I hope you've had a great week and been having some fun and been feeling a lot better, lots of good mindsets, meditations and all that lot. I do hope it's been great for you this week. Before we get into this week's episode, I thought I'd tell you to go and check out my Instagram, the Middle Aged Bloke podcast, where you can find me there, and you can also drop me any questions or DMs if you want to. And also, if you could go onto Spotify or Apple Podcasts and subscribe so that you'll get notifications whenever any podcasts come up. So, there's the formalities out the way. I normally do that at the end, but I thought I'd do it this week at the start, get it all done. So, this week I have not been getting as soaked as much, which has been quite nice. It hasn't rained as much as they said it was going to, and we've had a couple of dry days, which is really, really lovely. This morning I got soaked, had to do a job this morning, got absolutely drenched, but then luckily I was driving for 5 or 6 hours up to Liverpool to do a job, which meant I got to dry out the whole way there, and when I got there, it was nice, dry and clear skies. So again, really nice. I quite enjoyed that. That was good. But I hope it's been nice weather wherever you are, whatever country you're listening from. I know some of the places I've looked on when I go to look at the stats and that, where they are, and I think, cool, what wicked places to live. The weather must be amazing there. And this week I'm starting to feel a bit better. I actually managed to get to the doctors this week, although was a waste of my time. I just shouldn't have bothered. The doctor didn't take me seriously at all, and if anything, she kind of smirked at me a few times and just tried to make out that all the problems that I'd been having was I'd pulled a muscle in my side, and then sort of giggled like to herself about it. And I was like, I even looked at her and went, look at me, do I look like somebody who's never pulled a muscle, you know? But anyway, I won't go into that because that's just a kind of like a bit of a dull story, so we will just leave it at there. But anyway, I am feeling better, so that's really great. My overall mindset's feeling a lot better this week. My well-being feels better and my health feels better. So that is a good thing. And I do believe a lot of that is because I just give myself time. And when I'm feeling really, really rough, I take it seriously and I rest up and I actually acknowledge it rather than fight it, which is what I used to do. And that's now, because I did that, my body's now finally gone, right, okay, I'm going to heal it for you, rather than me having to go and see doctors and get all that kind of stuff done for me. So that's really, really good. So this week, I thought I would talk about kind of like careers as such, but not too much in depth, because I said last week that people keep asking me a very similar question. And also some of the people that ask me are listening to this podcast. So I thought I'd just answer it on here, because it does actually something that I am quite passionate about, because it's what I do for a living. But people keep saying to me, Tony, you did your HGV license and went to driver to become a truck driver. Should I do it? And when they ask me, I kind of sat there and I think to myself, would I recommend them to do it? Probably not. But then at the same time, I'm like, I got to kind of look at them and say, but do you want to do it? Is there something in your current job that makes you think, I don't want to do this anymore, I want to go and drive a truck? Do you want to go through all the tests and gain that license? And then the other question is to ask yourself is, am I that unhappy in my job that I want to retrain and do something else? Now, this is a very common theme in people my age. We get very, very bored and fed up with the current job we're in, and we decide, and usually because generally men, we decide to grow up at the age of 40 and look at ourselves and go, okay, what do I want to do with my life and my career? Some people are very fortunate and start young, but most of us, we just get a job, we float along, we train, we do different things, until one day we go, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. I actually want to do something that I'm passionate about and something that I could thrive in. And I wonder if that's why people ask me about HGV. And the only reason I wonder if they're asking me about that, because that's what I did. I used to be a coach driver. And when I first became a coach driver, I loved it. I have to admit, it was one of the best jobs I ever had. But then it changed. The industry changed. the people changed, the money was rubbish. And then after 15 years, I left. I just give it up. I went, I've had enough. And although I stayed in transport, I went and did my HGV and became a truck driver. And it wasn't till the day that I left that I realised how much I hated being a bus driver or a coach driver. It just got so ingrained in me and I was so used to it that I just tolerated it. But I remember I used to wake up every morning and try and come up with an excuse as to why I didn't want to go to work. You know, like, oh, my neighbour's cat got run over and I'm really upset, so I can't come to work today. Or, you know, you would happily probably ring up your work and go, I've shit myself. I can't come in today. I've got an upset tummy. It was that extreme. And I always think if you ever get to that point where you just make up any kind of bullshit so that you don't have to go to work, you do need to look at maybe doing something different. But I do think there is a very big theme at my age where people go, I've had enough. Now I need to do something that I actually care about. I look at my wife and she talks about her business. She talks about what she does with so much passion and so much joy. You see her light up when she talks about it. And sometimes for me, it's quite overwhelming, but not because I'm not happy for it, because sometimes I'm trying to take it all in, like what she's saying, trying to keep up, because, you know, she gets so passionate, excited that she just talks very fast about it, because it's just so natural to her, because it's something that she just loves so much. And I think to myself, God, that's what I want now. That's where I'm sort of heading. And I wonder if that's why people ask me this question. And I think the main answer is, are you just looking to get out of what you're already doing? And if the answer is yes, and if you love the idea of being a truck driver, then go for it. But the one thing I will say to you is, consider the fact that, one, you have to do all the training. You've got to do all the licensing, and it's not just a one day thing, it goes on for a couple of weeks with all the training. I know it doesn't sound like a lot for training, but it's very expensive. You have to pass the test and all this lot. And then the hard bit becomes after you pass the test, because what will happen is you will want to get a job. You'll go and apply for a job, and what they'll say to you is, have you got any experience? No. Okay, we can't take you on because you don't have the experience. But if you don't get a job, you can't gain the experience. And that's the situation a lot of people, because the government have pushed people to do their HGV because of this fake driver shortage. But there's not a shortage of drivers. There's just a shortage of decent jobs out there, because there's companies out there paying piss poor money and treating people like absolute dirt that nobody wants to work for them. And those are the ones that are advertising jobs. They can't fill those jobs. Suddenly they claim there's a shortage of drivers. It's not. It's just somebody would rather stack shelves in Tesco's than use their license and go and do that shit truck driving job. That's the predicament you're at. Although, do your HGV, you probably could get those jobs. But then you're not going to be very fulfilled and satisfied. So I guess my answer is, would I recommend you doing your HGV? Probably not. I don't think it's worth it. And realistically, most of the only decent work is you'll either have to be away from home all week, or you'll have to do lots of hours, because most of the day work is very mundane, boring, strict routine jobs. Probably very similar to what you could be like if you worked maybe in an office or something where you do the same thing every single day. So again, I don't think it would be worth it. But that being said, you would get another career. But I just think when you're getting to my age, although you're looking for another career, it's probably just not another career. It's the career. It's the one that's going to make you tick. It's the one that's going to make you get out of bed in the morning with excitement to get to work, to do what you love. That's what I'm still looking for. Don't get me wrong, I'm in a really great job. I love where I work at the moment. The boss that owns it, he's really great. My friend Jordan works here and we have a great time, and it's quite nice. We help each other out, we'll give each other abuse, and it is a really great vibe, and it generally seems like the boss actually cares. He gives a shit about his drivers and their well-being, making sure everyone has it fair. So you work late one day, you'll get an early finish the next day. It's kind of like that. He doesn't forget. So that's really great. But is truck driving, I've been doing this now for 6-7 years. Is truck driving going to be my forever? Don't think so, no. Probably not. I think I'm still trying to, I definitely, well, I don't think. I'm definitely, no, I'm still looking for that passion, that that job that I could just be like, oh, I can't wait to go back to work the next day. You know, I never go to bed at night going, oh, I can't wait to get back out on the motorways and deal with all the wankers around me who nearly crash into my lorry every day, and the ministry who are out there desperately to find me loads of money because I've made a mistake, or possibly have a crash and I'll be instantly blamed because I'm a lorry driver. It's that kind of shit that people don't see. When they see it on the media, they see that, you know, all this crap about, oh, there's all this money to be earned. There isn't loads of money to be earned. You'll earn a decent living, don't get me wrong, but it comes with a price. And the biggest price of all is you lose your social life. Now, I am very fortunate, but I've been doing this quite a while now, and I've been driving large vehicles for over 20 years, that I'm now in a job that's mainly Monday to Friday, 7 till 5. I couldn't ask for anything more than that. Tonight I'm actually away because I had a job that was a bit further away. I had to go up to Liverpool, but in the grand scheme of things, it's a bit, you know, I do get home every day, which is what I wanted. But it doesn't give me that buzz. It doesn't give me that kind of joy and fulfillment that I would love to have at this age. And I think that's a very common theme. I think there's lots of people my age desperately looking for that new job, but that one that they can just do for the rest of their life and someone that they really care about. I was talking to two people this afternoon who I did a delivery to, and I delivered a dog pod where they do dog grooming and haircuts and things like that, and they're doing it from their house. Anyway, she was so excited. And you could just see the passion in her, like, oh, this is going to be great. And I'm thinking, wow, that's amazing. She's doing some stuff. And her husband has just quit his job. He's a teaching assistant. He's just quit and gone, I want to teach music. So he's now setting up a business where he's going to go to schools and teach music, but on a level where he wants to do it. Not as in, like, the basics, where he'll actually go and teach them properly to play guitar or whatever other instruments he can play. I didn't actually ask, but do you know what I mean? But he's really excited about it. And I'm thinking, that's what it should be like. It should be that buzz that you just excited about everything you do. So for those people that have asked me the question, should I get my HGV, do the training, would it give you that buzz? Do you get excited about doing it? Or are you just thinking, probably an easier job and I get better money? I wouldn't do it. I really wouldn't. And if I could go back in time, would I change it? Possibly not, because, you know, I went from earning a shit wage to a good wage, but I'm ready now to just have. The wage is important, but at the same time, that kind of doing the job that I really could thrive in and love and be passionate about is becoming far more important. And I think that's because of all the work I've been doing inside, because of all the, you know, the welfare, the mental health, the mindset change. I'm just coming to realise that my happiness is far more important, and that actually I need to take that really seriously. And I'm watching people around me already doing it, and I think they're, by my wife, but generally other people I'm seeing, I think they're doing it, but they're unaware of why they're doing it. Whereas I see them doing it and I'm like, you're doing that because. And it's an amazing thing to witness, and I need to get myself on it, because I'd also think that if you do those things and you feel that great about it, you glow that much, it reflects off you onto the people around you. So they are going to feel the benefits of how you feel, and then that makes them feel really great as well. And also it's kind of inspiring as well. So if you can inspire people to do it, so like my wife inspires me because I look at how passionate she is and think, well, okay, I need to find something like that that's going to make me then inspire people. And maybe it'll be media. Maybe it will be the podcast. You know, I can always remember one of the best jobs I ever had was when I was a radio presenter. I loved it. I couldn't wait to get back on the air. I used to get so excited. And the only reason I'm not doing radio now is because I can't do it the way I want to do it. I don't want to sit in a radio station on air and have to follow a script. I want to be able to just say what I want to say, without all the swear words and that, obviously, but be able to talk freely without being told, you can't say that, you can't do this, it's too political, it's too this, it's too, do you know what I mean? That I don't want. I want to be able to, but I do think media will be my future. I just got to work out how I'm going to turn it into a career for me. And maybe this podcast will be that. Maybe it will be that thing. Who knows? But I just got to keep trying and just giving it a shot. So I guess that's the other thing I'm trying to say, is that if whether it is truck driving or whether it is something else you're really passionate about, maybe it's art, maybe it's you're passionate about cars or motorcycles like I am. Maybe you want to go and be a mechanic on motorcycles. Maybe you want to be a motorcycle courier rider, whatever it might be. Maybe it's a racing driver. It's to just give it a shot. You know, maybe look at like training in some ways, or apprenticeships again. Just if you can, if you're fortunate enough that you could do an apprenticeship, do it. Why not? What have you got to lose? And I guess that's what I keep telling myself, is when I say this stuff, is keep reminding myself that I'm getting there too. Because for me, it is a learning thing, you know. And I think to myself, would I rather be doing a podcast for a living, or working back in radio, doing something with media, or do I want to be out in a lorry, pulling up in a car park that stinks of truck driver's piss, in stinking facilities that you can't use, eating really crap food and getting fatter? It's a kind of a no-win contest, isn't it? You know, I think I'd rather be doing something in media. So they're the kind of questions you've got to ask yourself. Look at the cons of whatever career you're going to try and go into, and speak to people around you. That's why people have been asking me about it, because I guess they're intrigued. So that's my kind of honest opinion on it. It's not that great. Like now, I'm sat in a lay-by. It's not that exciting. There's a few trucks here. There's some cars coming and going. I'm actually starting to consider that this is a dogging lay-by, because cars keep rocking up. People get out. Maybe I shouldn't flash my interior light at them. They might start knocking on the side going, "Hello, can we watch?" Yeah, sure, come and watch me do my podcast if you want, or sit here scratching my head with nothing to do. So there you go. That's my opinion on truck driving anyway, or any kind of career. So hopefully one day I will work mine out too, but it is definitely a process, but it's an exciting process. And I do think that I'm starting to feel this way because, one, my mindset work and my mental health, my well-being, and just being around people that inspire me, you know, seeing people do things that isn't just amazing. It really inspires me and actually gives me a kick up the arse to do it better. I actually, believe it or not, this is the second time I've done this podcast. I've recorded one and I wasn't quite sure it was right. And I said to my wife, do you know what? I'm going to leave it to the weekend. And if I'm not happy with it, I'll redo it. And then I sat here and I went, I'm going to do it now. Why not? I'm just going to sit and do it now because I wasn't happy with it and I want it right. So I sat and done it again. And then when I do things like that, that's when I think to myself, okay, yeah, that's the kind of area I need to head to, because that's what's making me tick and thinking, I want that better. I want to do well at that. So there, I'm answering my own question, aren't I, with that? Maybe this podcast is just really for me. Maybe it's just all about teaching myself, but you know, it's just speaking from inside, you know, what I think and how I feel about things. So, yeah, it's, even sat here right now, I'm like, oh, light bulb moment. Yeah, maybe I'm trying to tell myself something. So, yeah. So, anyway, on that note, I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to let you all go. But, I do appreciate everybody who listens. And if you have any questions for me, like I said, go and check out my Instagram. I don't do a lot with it. I post every week just to say that the podcast is up, but I do need to kind of have some kind of theme going on with it, which I'm really terrible with. My wife always tells me that I suck with my social media on this sort of thing, and she's not wrong, but yeah, I am going to try and do better with that as well. So if I'm going to do this properly, I gotta get better, haven't I? But anyway, I will say goodnight. I'm going to go to bed. So have a great week. And I hope that you manage to do some great things this week. And also, keep up the meditation, journaling. I did some more journaling this week. I've been pretty good, actually. And I've been doing some meditation as well, so which is also very, very good for me. I've been some days I get a bit slack, and then I kind of have to have a word with myself and go, nope, keep it up, keep it up. So anyway, good night, take care, and love to all.